All right, I want to share just a few minutes, 10 minutes or so. How long was it last time? A little longer? 20 minutes? It really was? Well, that's preacher talk. Just always double it, right? 10 minutes means 20 minutes. I'm finishing up means I'm going to say that at least one more time. I'll try to make this quick, but I do believe it'll be beneficial for us. I want to talk to you this morning for a few minutes about perceptions and priorities. Perceptions and priorities. There's no question that we set our priorities based on our perception of things. Now, the Apostle Paul gives us an amazing example, a condensed example of this in Philippians chapter 3. Again, some great stuff for us to think about as we wrap up 2018 and then as we press into 2019. I want to read this morning from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Here we go. Paul says, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish." Now, if you have the King James Bible, the word you see there is dung, D-U-N-G. Are we communicating this morning? The Apostle Paul says he suffered the loss of all things and he counts it as dung, as rubbish, so that he could gain Christ and be found in him, not having his own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Would y'all say that with me? But I press on. One more time. But I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this same mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. I want to talk to you this morning about perceptions and priorities. As we go through that chunk of scripture, we see the Apostle Paul switching back and forth repeatedly from his perception of a situation or circumstance, and then the accompanying priority that he sets because of what he perceives. Perception, number one, Paul says that he counted all things as loss and rubbish. Now, we're not saying that everything about our past is useless and wasteful and dung-like. There's surely things about our past that are good things and wonderful things. There's things about our past that are hard things and tough things as well. The point that the Apostle Paul is making is this, that both our successes and our struggles can keep you back from God's priorities if you don't have a proper perception. So he just looks at his past as his past. Again, not saying that there's no value to it, but he is saying this. If I look at all of my successes in my past, it could possibly contribute to me resting in my past accomplishments and missing out on what God has for me in the future. Likewise, if I look at my past struggles, failures, I could then just sit back in hopelessness and go, there's no future for me. So Paul is saying the proper perception for us to have about our past is this. Just realize it's yesterday, it's gone, it's never gonna be brought up again. We can learn from it for sure, but ultimately, we cannot let our past paralyze us from our future. So our perception, he says, I'm just counting it as loss. It's not gonna have power over me anymore. Therefore, what's the priority that he then sets? His priority is the knowledge of Christ, to gain Christ, to get the righteousness of Christ, to know the power of his resurrection, to enter into the fellowship of his sufferings. What's Paul saying? Paul's saying, because my past is loss, that the priority in my life now is to go after God with everything that I've got. Now listen, for every bit of stuff that he has for me. I want his knowledge. I want Jesus himself. I want his righteousness. Listen, I want his power. I want to know the power of Christ's resurrection in my life, which we would all heartily say yes and amen to. But then he adds the other part, right? But I want to know the fellowship of his sufferings. Ow, I knew there was a catch. Because what's he saying? I want it all. My greatest desire is to be conformed into the image of Jesus and not just be on a cruise ship my whole life. I want every single thing that Jesus has for me. Yes, I want the power and the resurrection and the mountaintop and the victory. But if there's some valleys and there's some low spots and there's some struggles and there's some hurt and there's some pain, he said, I want it too, because I'm not gonna know the fullness of Christ apart from all of it. So my past is my past. My priority now is every single thing that God might have for me. I want it all in order to be conformed into the image of Jesus. The next perception that Paul talks about, he says that he hasn't yet attained or arrived and he hasn't been perfected. Here's what he's talking about in his own life. As far as his own personal growth, his own sanctification, his progress in holiness, the transformation that's taking place in his life, he says, I haven't got there yet. I haven't arrived. And see, when you look at your life and I look at my life as not having arrived, what's it then gonna cause me to do? It's gonna cause me to press on, right? And press in. But if I look at my life as going, yeah, I've kind of got there. I've come farther than I thought I ever would anyway, and so I've kind of arrived. Then, Delbert, I could put it on cruise control. Not gonna do that. And so he says, my perception, I haven't arrived. I haven't got to that place of perfection. There's gotta be a priority now based on that perception, because he knows there's room for growth. So his priority, as we said, is to then press on. Now, the athleticism in these Greek terms is really picturesque. He said, I've got to press on. Look at this. I've got to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid a hold of him and us. Pressing on, chasing after, running the race. This idea of laying hold. We can all see the picture of a great track star approaching the finish line, right? And what are they always doing? Just stretching. That's what he's talking about. Stretching with your chest out with everything you've got to cross the finish line in order to win your race. Pressing on and laying hold. What does he say he's laying hold of? He's talking about destiny here. He's talking about your unique destiny that God has for you. He's saying, I'm going to give it every bit I've got, every kind of athleticism, if you will, in the spiritual sense. I'm gonna give it everything I've got to lay hold and to apprehend that thing for which Jesus apprehended me. You realize that, friends? Lanny, Jesus has apprehended you. It means to happily seize. Jesus was happy about seizing Lanny Cates' life. He was happy about it. Now, he says, Lanny, I want you to be happy about seizing the very thing that I seized you for. I want you to understand what your destiny is, and you go after it with everything you've got because you haven't yet arrived or been perfected. See, perception, priority. Now, just a brief teeny word, and I hope you hear this way down deep. Friends, I'm convinced after walking with Jesus for a while now and pastoring a lot of people, I'm convinced that the destiny that Jesus has for all of us is much grander than we would ever imagine. I'm convinced of it. And I think if we would look at and understand the stuff that Jesus, the destinies that Jesus has deposited in us, if we would really spend the time to press in and grab a hold of that thing and look at it and believe it, we would see so much more God activity in our lives and through our lives. We would see the kingdom of God being expanded in our midst way more than it ever has been in the past. But you and I are going to have to look at and go after that thing that he grabbed us by the scruff of the neck for and said, I've called you for this purpose, Berger. Now go get it. You apprehend that thing for which I apprehended you for. What did God grab you by the neck for? What is it? Why did he do it? Well, you know, listen, I don't know is not an acceptable answer. I mean, maybe I don't know yet. I'm working on it. But let's make sure we're not working on it for 20 or 30 years. Let's set a priority of knowing why God has grabbed a hold of us. Let's set it as a priority so that we can figure out what it is and then get after it. Let's get after it. I've always thought about the words. This is 20 minutes. It is. No, let me just say this. You know, there was a time when the children of Israel were wandering around out in the desert, even though it was a 3-week trip, it took them 40 years. There was a time when God said to them in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you've been at this mountain long enough. You've been here long enough. See, I think the Lord might lovingly say that to some of us. You've kind of been here long enough. Apprehend that thing for which I apprehended you for. Okay? I haven't arrived, therefore, I'm gonna go after that destiny with everything that I've got. What's the next perception that he says? He says next that he hasn't yet apprehended. Okay, now this is different than not yet attaining or arriving or being perfected. He hasn't yet apprehended. Now, he's talking about destiny here. Now, clearly Paul is in the process of working his destiny. You think everything that the Apostle Paul accomplished by this time in his life, I find it fascinating and challenging simultaneously that Paul is saying, in terms of my destiny, I'm not done yet. I haven't apprehended, I haven't finished it. In fact, I think you would hear Paul say, the more of God's destiny that I apprehend, the more that seems to unfold in front of me. I'm not asking you if you've arrived personally. We know you haven't. I haven't. None of us are walking on water. What about in terms of our calling spiritually? Do we have a mindset, a perception that says, yeah, I've kind of done everything God's called me to do and there's nothing else really kind of for me. I'm kind of at the end of my deal. Friend, let me tell you as I tell myself, if there is breath left in your body, you are not finished with your destiny. You are not finished with your destiny. So, Paul's perception, he hasn't yet apprehended, then what's his priority finally? He says, here's my priority, because I haven't got there personally in terms of spiritual growth or arrived at my destiny in totality, here's what I'm doing. He said, I'm forgetting the past and I'm reaching for the future and I'm pressing toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. And I am determined to live my life as an example for other people. This is his heartbeat. This is his passion and his purpose in life. And so again, moving into 2019, in terms of not letting it keep you stuck where you might be, forget your good past. Forget your bad past. Reach, strain, lean into your future. Press toward the goal of the prize. Determine to live your life as an example for the people in your circles of influence and the next generation. It matters. Perception, priority. Over and over and over again. How we see things determines the priorities we set. Now, on a personal note, let me ask you, how are you perceiving your life? You might perceive your life today as a train wreck without hope. You might perceive your life today on the other end of the spectrum that says that you are successful and without need for change or growth. Both of those perceptions are equally as dangerous. I'm bound by my past. I have no future. I have no hope. Hold on a minute. Or, nope, I'm there and don't need anything. Thank you very much. Well, nope, don't do that. Let me tell you what the truth is as we move into this new year. Yesterday's a loss. You understand the context of what I'm saying. Yesterday's a loss. Good or bad, you're not getting it back. Tomorrow isn't, or yesterday isn't going to come back on our radar. Yesterday's a loss. Today isn't perfect, meaning we're not perfect today. There's room for growth. So we've got to press toward and reach for and lean into and eagerly seize our unique destinies. And tomorrow, friends, there's an eternal goal, a prize that awaits every single one of us. Proper perceptions and proper priorities will secure that eternal prize for us. If we get it mixed up, we start forfeiting things. Of course, Jesus said it better than I ever could in shorter language. He just said it like this in Matthew 6:33. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you." Make God and his kingdom your priority. Seek first. Jesus didn't say second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever. He said, "Seek first in terms of priority the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you." So I can look at that and perceive it rightly. You know what? Jesus will take care of everything. Therefore, my priority is going to be putting him first. Perception absolutely will lead to priority in all of our lives. So what's your perception about how you're living, and what changes in priority do you need to make that could be awesome for the new year? Just some stuff to think about. Now, here's what we're going to do next. I want to have everybody who's going to be praying, come on up, pastors, elders, your wives, come on. Pat, if you would, Ronnie, just like all that way to the end over there so we can spread this out. Here's how we're going to do this, friends. We're going to invite you to come. That we're not going to do it row by row or anything. We're just going to invite you to come. Balcony, if you're in the overflow, you can start moving at will. You can start getting in line. We're going to be here for a while, and that's all right. Jonathan and the team are going to be up here leading worship while we pray, but we want you to come. We want to pray a blessing over you to end 2018 and to move into 2019. All right, are we good? Are you ready for that? Good. All right, here we go. Pastor Jonathan, it's all yours.